The state Supreme Court has ruled there may be times when black men are justified in fleeing police. The justices ruled unanimously yesterday to toss out the gun-related conviction of a black man arrested after he fled Boston police who were originally investigating a break-in. They said a history of racial profiling by Boston police gave him reason to flee. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans said the court ruling relied too heavily on a report from the American Civil Liberties Union, a report he called unreliable.
I don't believe we target anyone because of their race. And so, again, they're relying on a report that's heavily tainted against the police department. The two experts who did that report have a whole different conclusion. And unfortunately, I don't think the SJC gave that the amount of credence that they should have.
For more on this morning, we're joined now by retired federal judge Nancy Gertner. Nancy, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Do you imagine this might alter the national debate over racial profiling by police?
I think that this would contribute substantially to the national debate. And the reason is that one of the concerns about police shootings, about the police African-American relationships, is that the numbers of police encounters with young African-American men is high. And those encounters, you know, because the police have been basically enabled to empower to talk to young African-American men under circumstances, in fact, when there was no basis to do so. So this is now saying, well, look critically at those stops. Look, we'll be concerned about those stops. And you don't have a right to interpret someone's refusal to speak to the police as inculpatory.
So this is going to force the courts to consider the actions of police officers and not just the actions of defendants during police stops.
It will force the courts to put in context what we've all been watching on the news and what we've all been reading about, to put in context the profound feeling of illegitimacy that we have heard about between the police and African-American males. It'll force the courts, and maybe it'll force the officers to pause before they begin one of these encounters, understanding what the atmosphere is.
Well, which leads to my next question. Will this force police departments across the country to rethink their practices?
It should cause them to rethink their practices in the sense that they risk, if they go ahead under these circumstances, they risk losing the very evidence that they're trying to obtain. Because when the outcome of this case was that the gun that was found was suppressed, couldn't be considered as part of the case. And that's a substantial remedy. That's a substantial outcome. It's essentially about pushing the envelope here. You don't have enough to stop someone. And so you push the envelope to see what the kid will do. And that's the cause for a great deal of misunderstanding, a great deal of trouble. And this is now taking away the incentive to push the envelope by police officers.
Prosecutors in this case are vowing to ask for a rehearing. What do you think their argument might be?
Well, I read in the newspaper what they may be saying, which is that the court based its decision on outdated statistics. And that, it seems to me, is beside the point. The issue is not whether or not these statistics are valid in this case. The issue is whether or not the observation that a young black male might run when a police officer comes up to you, might run not because he's guilty, but might run because he doesn't want to be harassed or doesn't want to be racially profiled. That observation is a current observation. I mean, the facts of the case suggested that there was absolutely no basis to stop this man. The identification, the description that the police have was black man in a hoodie. I mean, and that became the basis for singling out this man for questioning, for what the officers called a field interrogation observation. And it's those encounters under circumstances in which there is no justification that causes some of the tension. And the police will just have to develop other investigative tools, which they're perfectly capable of doing. If it has that result, then that's a good thing.
Retired federal judge Nancy Gertner, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.